nothing new.
Yeah, never fucked with the fader before.
Like a child pressing button.
I'm making the wavy go wave when it gets louder, mommy. Yeah, all right, everyone. Welcome to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. It's a comedy podcast. We're being joined today by the beauty cute Eva Crichton.
I am beauty cute.
And at some point, we're going to have Michael Johnson coming in, DC area improviser and known bathhouse patron, Michael Johnson. Friend of the hole and the pole. Michael Bisignol Johnson.
Glory hole. Glory hole.
Taking all those fat loads. Fat loads.
Glory hole.
Talking glory hole.
Glory hole.
Glory hole.
We are, of course, referencing Gloria by Laura Branigan.
Yeah, we had a little dance party before the episode started with really Eva displaying some moves to Laura Branigan's Gloria.
I know.
Very reminded me of the dance montage. Is that how it's pronounced?
Montage.
Not Montague?
Not Montague. Okay. That's Romeo's last name.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Romeo Montague and Juliet Capulet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you did a dance montage that was very like Breakfast Club-esque.
Oh,
like,
thank you.
Yeah, it very much reminded me of Molly Ringwald's moves.
You know what? I took one of those BuzzFeed like clickbait quizzes the other day. Which character would you be from a John Hughes movie? And I got the princess. Molly Rings.
Did you?
Old Molly Rings. From
I got the Greek janitor. The Greek janitor who at the start of the movie, if you look in the trophy case, it says like he's the up and coming student.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up. That's heartbreaking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, look.
At least you're not the principal who later like
died in real life.
I don't think. What did he die?
Yeah. That actor's dead.
Yeah. Well, he also like.
His name's Vern Troyer.
No.
Yeah.
No. He also got caught for child pornography.
No, you're thinking of the principal from Ferris Bueller.
Yes, I am.
Grace, bring me my child's asshole pictures.
I'm thinking of principal, what is it, Rooney?
Rooney.
Yes, I am.
Rooney, god damn you.
Yeah, I'm mixing up the two. He just looked like a petty.
With
that red hair.
He also played the emperor in Amadeus, but let's go back to every ginger being a pedophile.
No, I can't.
No, let's explore this. Let's unpack every single ginger man ever being a pedophile. Now, ginger women, I love ginger women.
So do I.
They're
as
not pedophiles,
no,
right?
No, no, no.
Okay.
No.
But every...
They're drops of jam in a glass of milk.
But yeah, so the lead singer to Queens of the Stone Age, what kind of kid porn was he into?
I don't know who that is.
But he was a redhead.
Oh, so he's into he's into playground punani. I don't know.
Boy puss.
Oh, boy puss.
Boy puss.
He's into boy puss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like, what specifically? What acts would he like?
I don't know. I don't like to think about petties.
Oh.
Unless it's pedicure.
Like, what if he's just like the kids are clothed, but they're like really messily eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Like their hands are just
grimy.
They
always have sticky hands.
Yeah.
He's into sticky hands.
He's totally a sticky hand.
He's into
guy.
Jam hands.
Oh.
Oh.
He's like, hey kids. What?
What?
What, Josh Home?
What do you need?
I got some wet naps for those jam hands.
Okay.
Let me just show you where they are.
Where are they?
You know where your bathing suit covers?
Yes, I do.
That's where they are on me.
Oh, I'm not supposed to look at that part unless it's my brother or my dad.
Just put your hand under.
I'm not going to do that.
You don't have to, don't you want your sticky jam hands cleaned off?
I'm done with this. That was awful. That was a conversation that we have in your car, not on the radio.
The car talk needs to migrate to radio.
It does. We do like to record ourselves in the car because we're just gold in there.
Yeah. Well, we just rip progressively louder farts.
Yes, we do. And we make sure the windows are up and locked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just a hot box. That.
We call it hot boxing without the pot boxing.
Yeah.
Like, we just are big fart people.
We really are. Farts are funny.
That's what you say about brunette men. They're completely... They're just redheads are all into kid porn. Like, all boys.
Brunettes are always farting.
Yeah, and us brunettes, we're into fart stuff. Yeah. That's our thing.
Shut up, you're always farting.
Yeah, like, we'll just take turns ripping big, juicy farts in the car. And then Eva always freaks out. Like, she always has to pretend.
I always
like
pretend.
I'm not going to be visibly aroused. And then she has to look over and be like, oh, John, you've ruined the purity of it. Look at your visible erection. That's disgusting.
You're such a rascal.
Yeah. Even as I'm just like, I'm swatting the air to get as much fart as I can. I'm like a slow kid catching fireflies, you know, just grabbing fistfuls of that July air and trying to dab it behind my ears, shove it in my mouth.
You just made me think of this. Remember The Man Show?
Yes.
With Kimmel and Carolla?
Yeah. I remember the Titans, but go on.
Oh, that guy just died, the coach.
He did.
Yeah.
Redhead.
Anyway, I remember back in the day, that show was on a long time ago.
It was. Do you remember when they replaced him?
No.
They got rotated out for, I believe, Joe Rogan and Doug Stanhope.
Oh, really? I just remember Carolla, like, cracking a joke about how he, like, farted in the car with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, started smelling it. And he was like... And he was, like, happy with the stench. And he was, like, he said to his wife, he's like, if you don't think I'm actively, like, bringing the fart smell up to my nostrils and checking it out, then you're an idiot and you don't know me.
No, like, anytime I fart alone, I'm like, just imagine an old Italian grandma cooking her Sunday gravy. Like, that's how I proceed. Just... Like, I shove my head right over the huge black kettle. And then I'm like, reminds me of Sicily.
It reminds me of Sicily.
Yeah.
Back when I used to wear short pants.
And I have been, but I didn't shave. Oh, no, where's the shave? I showed off my heady shins. And then I landed your Uncle Enzo.
We were talking about that earlier, about girls that don't shave.
You mean human garbage people?
No, so human garbage women?
Yeah.
I don't feel that way, but I am not one of those girls. Like, I can't bring myself to
start,
do it.
Like, I mean, I know that it's this cruel joke that I look like a talking trash can and I can only get it up for, like, very attractive women. I know. God punished me.
I know. I like beautiful women.
Well, I need to lower my standards. Fucking look at me. And I cannot. And so my entire social life with the pants off consists of paying $300 to Chinese nationals. And now I don't even think I can have sex with my Chinese hookers because they might have super flu.
No, it's super flu. People are dying. Like, 63 people have died. I know that's not a lot, but they're thinking it's going to get worse.
Yes, and I'm going to get my goddamn super flu from the Chinese hookers, and it's going to be like an episode of Dr. House, except I'm going to admit everything up front, and it's going to be a 10-minute episode. There won't be any lies. It'll be like, sir, where'd you contract this? I'll be like, on 35th and 6th, there's a brothel.
Is that where it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's right around there.
It's right around there. Yeah.
Within a block or two of that intersection.
Yeah, well, industrial, I assumed, you know.
It's right next to a rabbinical bookstore.
I assume, is it?
Yes.
Hey!
Oh, look who's in!
I will say I assumed that it was in Chinatown.
Wrong of me. No.
Very wrong. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Mikey Bear. Let's put on your mic. That would work.
Oh. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
All right.
Do you want to introduce him?
It's Michael Johnson, everyone. They know who he is.
Hi. Let's see.
Can you see him?
They can see him.
Can they?
And if they can't, you know what? That's Michael's fucking problem. Actually, they really can't.
What?
Sorry. Yeah, you're good. It just looks like Eva's wearing a hat now. Like, you're perfectly behind Eva, but the hat sticks up.
Is it like one of those tiny little hats you get ice cream in? At
yeah,
the
it
capes?
Really does look like that. Right. It's just like a little bill sticking out of her forehead. You look like a buck sprouting his first rack.
Stop!
Like you're molting. It's still covered in the.
I don't want to look like that. Is it beauty cute?
I'm trying to remember what the felt. You look like your horns are still covered in the felt.
Okay.
I guess scoot over this way a little, then. No, stay put.
Okay.
Stay put. Michael sits in a stink for being late. No, thanks for coming in, buddy.
Yeah, man.
Happy to see you.
You're completely hidden by Eva, but that's funny.
Oh, really? Yeah. That works.
Yeah. No.
I love it.
I don't want Michael to be hidden.
So we had a couple of things we were talking about.
Yes.
What did we... Well, before we're so rudely interrupted.
Yeah, I know. We were just talking about farts just now. Yeah.
No. Brave new territory.
Right.
Never before.
So brave.
Right.
Oh, I wanted to... Do you want to talk about his thing?
We got a couple
My
things.
Farts?
Yeah. No.
Yes, your farts.
You never fart.
I never do.
No, and you don't poop.
You're just so charming, you've acquired girl power. Yeah. Okay? You have a little sewn up button where your butthole should be.
Yeah. So it was your daughter's birthday this week.
It was.
Facebook
it
alerted
was.
Me.
Yeah.
I don't like this because I can't see him.
Oh.
Okay.
We can turn this way.
And then.
Yeah, and that makes you more visible.
It's okay. Like Charlie
and
Rose.
Eva less visible.
Good.
Okay.
It's just the back of Eva's head.
My giant pumpkin head.
What about now? Are we good?
It's good. It's
all right.
Great. Stay the fuck out, Gagliardi.
Oh, my God. So it was your daughter's birthday.
Yes.
What did you guys do?
I took her up to Frederick, Maryland last minute on Sunday.
Oh, that's where the family's from.
That's between Disneyland and Disney World.
Right. She asked for either one.
Okay. And you said, let's split the difference.
I said, let's go to Hagerstown.
Have you heard of the petting zoo at Fairmont?
Right. Pretty much. There's a party tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Oh, my invitation got lost.
I wanted to just plug it here.
Oh, okay.
It is, she's turning five. It's BYOB.
Okay.
There will be drivers but there's going to be a big spread.
For
couple
the
couple of local bands.
Basement listeners, what is the passcode to get 20% off admission?
Poon.
Okay, Poon.
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 You have to say it like that, though.
P-E-W-N. Poon.
Yeah, I just, for my daughter's birthday party.
What an awful father.
I went over to, I guess, for the single ladies listening out there, my ex-parent-in-laws.
Oh.
With my, my ex was there and her
nice.
Side of the family.
Yeah.
It's good to be in a place where after, I guess, 2 years of separation, you're able to go and do stuff like that.
Right.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah. Hopefully it won't confuse the kid.
Like you're such an adult.
You would, yeah.
All of this is like so out of
I can't process it.
Yeah. That's like a really adult situation.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it actually is.
And you're navigating it adultly.
Yeah.
Hey. That's what you do.
I'm like, my skin itches right
really?
Now.
Mine does too, but I think it's from the sheets in New Orleans.
It is. That part has happened much more quickly than I anticipated. I was hoping that we could get
the
to
the itchiness.
Place. Yeah. Yeah. I thought when I separate from my wife and my family breaks apart, will John get itchy skin?
Because I'll stay together for him.
Right.
That's what it takes. Calamine lotion isn't free.
Right. But we had even talked about that when things were at their, they weren't good, but we knew that was going to happen. That was like a goal and.
The divorce.
Yeah. But to be able to, like, occupy the same space.
Oh, okay.
And,
yeah. The divorce. The shame. The guilt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I went through that.
Of course.
But, for the most part, it's good.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
My niece also turned five. And two. My two nieces. I have two. Mm-hmm. Two. One turned five and one turned two. And
can
I was
you
down
turn
in...
around real quick so we can just pacify him.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Joe...
Yeah, he needed that.
So right. Joe Gagliardi is in the other studio, which has a glass window peering onto our studio, and he was pulling up his shirt and manipulating his nipples.
Hmm. Yeah.
His chest hair looked groomed.
It did.
It did.
Yeah.
How many times have you seen him with his shirt off?
No, I'm just saying, like, that was...
from the last time.
Yeah. Every time I close my eyes. No, I'm just saying, for like, you would think there's a lot of body hair there, but it looked shorn. No,
that's what we were talking about before Michael came in. Body hair on women.
Oh, yeah.
Now, right.
Who wants to talk about a nice full bush?
A nice 70s bush.
No, I was saying, like, I'm all for girls that, like, want to not shave. That's cool, but I can't. Do
really?
That. I can't do it. Like, I love to go camping. And I do.
I don't know where this is going.
No, I do. But that's usually, like, last time I went camping, it was 3 days. And there were showers, but I didn't bring a razor with me, and I couldn't shave my legs. Now, I'm really blonde, so it didn't really matter.
Also, 3 days.
Oh. I thought you were concerned about trimming.
Oh, no. I took all of that off before I went.
But the impression was that it grows back in 3 days.
No, it doesn't. But, like, I know girls that are, like, all empowered about, like, not shaving their pits and not shaving their legs and not shaving that full 70s beautiful bush.
Right. I the pit thing...
I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't.
I'm not, like, crazy about it. I'll just put it that way.
I
mean, you're able to actually perform with a chick that has pit hair? I'm, like, physically, like, I'm floppy as shit if I see
body. Your wiener goes back into you.
Yeah. And I was telling...
I think it's so cool that girls are confident enough to do that. I just can't do it.
There is nothing cool about that.
I think it's cool.
That would be like me saying it's awesome that guys get chicks drunk and rape them. Like, it's horrible.
I just have her dirty talk to me in like a German accent
and
tell me that she has to, you know, that she's a female bodybuilder. Mm-hmm. And that
oh, and it's the roids doing it?
Have her give me a whole backstory.
Yeah.
He needs a little character play, a backstory.
Right.
Yeah,
but then
I think the
illusion gets destroyed when her clit isn't gigantic. This doesn't look like Vienna sausage at all, Greta.
I'm sorry, Michael.
Push your cock past my Vienna sausage.
Brush it back and forth. Let us spar with our blades.
No, I can't do it. I can't. I can't do it.
Because
but
you're
I think it's
raised
cool.
Right.
I was raised by a hippie that doesn't shave.
I don't know what did it then.
I mean, she's hairless. It's
you're
odd.
You're like the child of a serial killer that doesn't serial kill. You're the prodigal son.
I am.
The thing is, like, a nice shave set of legs feels really good.
It feels amazing.
And it feels good for me, too.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Like, when I'm, like, putting lotion on, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's nice.
I just hate when, you know, the woman is, like, has to go, I guess, shave her legs in the shower or whatever, and then puts it on me.
Wipes the dirty blade.
No,
Yeah, I'm like, wait, what?
No, puts the fact that she the act itself that she has to, she's like, you know, all right, I gotta go and
oh,
shave my legs.
The impression of womanhood is thrown at you.
Yeah, because we, you know, society makes us do this now for you men, and I'm like, I have not once at all ever brought this up to you.
It's just every time you don't shave, I've left an upper ducker, so you've read between the lines successfully. No.
Is that what you do if a girl doesn't shave?
I mean...
You leave an upper decker?
If that were the case, my ex would have been going through toilets once a week.
Can you tell the story about destroying the toilet at Rocky Run?
Oh.
Gosh. Or is it too long?
The shot put toilet.
The shot put toilet?
Oh, okay. I'll tell it quickly.
We were talking about rumors earlier and how quickly rumors get around.
The Mac album.
Yes.
What a big seller it was.
What a big seller and how sexy sexy Stevie Nicks, the witch,
when
was.
When she, like, her exercise regimen was just cocaine and sucking cock.
Yeah.
She was a 10.
She was
except
great.
I noticed she had unshaved pits in the Tusk video. So I was like, would I have been able to fuck Stevie?
Answer, no.
I could get past it.
I would have had to settle for mouth. That's it.
Really?
Yeah. And then I would have put her in like a barber's bib. So even if she lifted her arms, like she cheered after she got me to come, I still wouldn't have seen the thin hair.
Do you demand a cheer after?
Yeah.
or women have just done that on their own.
Yeah. After they finally earn their pay dirt from me. they look like Rudy right before the credits roll, arms up
as they're carried out on
two
football shoulder like players' shoulders,
two offensive linemen shoulders.
Right.
Just a smiling.
They were here the
him.
Whole time. Then you got the with the field custodian in the back doing
yeah
that.
Charles
Charles Dutton.
Dutton.
Yeah, yeah, doing that weird clap where he's like, hey, I can't clap.
So overcome,
yeah,
with emotion.
Yeah, I know. Where he's like happy for Rudy, but he also bet the under.
I know that there is something underneath it all where it's like, why don't you just clap? And he's like, I lost a lot of money on that little white boy.
On that cracker. He's the Pete Rose of his time.
A black janitor's salary in the 60s yeah isn't much, but...
He was going to retire.
Yeah.
He had one bet. He's like...
35 years
put a nickel. Savings. Put a nickel down to that little white boy down in the field.
He was. That was like the 13th part of the parlay.
Right, right. 9 seconds left. They put.
I got this.
I can move to a state where they don't treat me like that.
Out of India.
Yeah.
That old. Now I'm gonna watch every time I see that clip. He's just thinking, I'm gonna kill him.
You ruined me.
I will never look at Rudy the same or Charles S. Dutton.
Yeah. Like, I'd love if there was a director's cut that was just 15 minutes of him gambling. In various
parts. That would make all of that whole shot that would make sense.
Yeah, it would comport suddenly. Yeah,
if we knew that, you know, he had bet his house, and you know, you yeah cut to a shot of
his firstborn.
Yeah, his family is being forced out by like two thugs into a station wagon.
Don't bet what you can't pony up for, Rock. God damn you, Falcone, but God damn you most of all, Rudy.
Oh, football. I love yeah football movies.
They're so great.
They are, but that's Rudy's my favorite.
Apparently Rudy's an asshole.
Really?
The real Rudy?
The real
Rudy.
Rudy
Rudiger?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You
charges
know
like $5 for an autograph and
I remember my...
That's about what I charge.
My Rudy story is we watched it as a family, and my dad started crying. And my brother turned and said, faggot. And my dad chased him into his room, threatening to beat the shit out of him for being called a faggot. He was crying.
How old was your brother?
Oh,
that's awful.
Like 10.
Oh, my God.
Whenever wow Rudy came out, I don't know. He was born in 83.
I like it. Your dad's reaction was to beat up his 10-year-old son instead of just being, you know, getting
yeah
admonished for using like that
no
kind of language.
Chased him out of the room on threat of violence.
He's
with fist raised. Yeah. He literally was raised in the caves
in
of Greece.
Greece.
As yeah the Germans rained bombs down.
Yeah, that was
damn
just.
Yeah.
I mean, that was Vasily.
Mm-hmm.
My son's going to Notre Dame.
They that, turn off
and
all
then,
the
and then I want to that then I want that, that's Ned Beatty and then I want to hear him going and I'm going canoeing in Kentucky.
Oh, I get it. Nice. Nice.
I want $100 off this colored janitor. Can I use it for vacation for me?
I want to borrow someone's banjo.
Squeal like a pig.
What are you talking about? We're just going camping. What could go wrong?
And what's his name? Why is my the good looking one, the manly one with the mustache in the movie?
Oh,
Dom DeLuise.
Stacey Keach.
No, not Stacey
Keach.
No.
You're thinking American
Bert,
history.
Burt Reynolds? Burt Reynolds?
Burt Reynolds, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
In Deliverance.
In Deliverance.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Rudy.
No. I'm now on Deliverance.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Burt Reynolds looked so gay in Deliverance. And
the open vest and nothing more.
Shaven chest, glistening.
The director probably came up to him like halfway through. He goes, you know, you're not getting fucked. Right?
They're going for the fat one.
Right. I really appreciate the effort you put into this look, but...
It was my look.
My look. I thought I was going to get bent over.
I wanted it to stay hard for me. Hey, yo.
So gay.
My favorite part of that movie is when they bow and arrow the rapist, and Ned Beatty screams, "But I loved him!" I trampled over whatever Michael had to say for that.
I loved him!
I think they should have had him squeal, "My son's going to Notre Dame!"
Like during the credits of Rudy, we see him buying the banjo and canoe off of a destitute rock. just trying to pay back that fucking bet.
His son's going to Notre Dame. I'm dying.
And so the guy, while he's inside him, puts up his dukes like the Fighting Irish.
We've just melded Rudy and Deliverance.
They said it couldn't be done.
Yeah.
But here we are. That's amazing. I'm dying.
Maybe that's what Charles Dutton was underneath the clapping. He just had the images of Ned Beatty being bent over a log. And he's just like, he just can't find happiness anymore.
I hope this white boy gets nominated for an Academy Award.
He has the same clairvoyance as the black janitor from The Shining. Just like, "You're in for a lot of hurt soon, boy."
Yeah, that's probably. I mean, Rudy was like 75. Deliverance was like 76. So
yeah,
Rudy is
and
my.
And they both really happened.
Rudy is my favorite football movie, though.
Really?
What is definitely another good football movie?
Little Giants.
Roughness.
Oh yeah.
Little Giants.
Little Giants is good.
What's the one with Cameron Diaz and Al Pacino and Terrell Owens? T.O.'s in it.
Oh, the Any Given
Oliver
Sunday.
Stone. Yeah.
Any Given Sunday, that's good. Yeah. I love that one. But Rudy's the best.
Hmm. I do like Rudy. I get choked up.
I do, too. Well, you know what Will would say to you. Yeah, you know Will Papa Giorgio.
He'd cure you right.
Yeah, Little Giants was good. No, Rudy's my favorite, though. My favorite football movie.
Did your dad call your did your brother call your dad the same thing when he walked in and he was watching Little Giants?
And crying.
Yeah. Every time he
don't say it.
And Deliverance. It's wiping away one single tear as Ned Beatty gets banged by the hillbilly.
They killed his boyfriend.
They were gonna make a nice life together.
I don't know how they actually approached that kid to play the banjo. Mm-hmm. I mean, how do you pitch that? You're like, "Hey, we're looking for somebody with just grotesque genetic deficiencies, and your son, if it or what is it? I don't know. Is it if it's a dog? I'm sorry, but
we want a mutant with one skill in this world."
Yeah, put out that casting call.
An idiot savant.
Are you familiar with the X-Men?
It does kind of look like the kid that played Kelly.
Kapoor?
No. Was he an X-Men? No, I'm thinking of the Watchmen. Bad News Bears, Kelly.
Another good
Jackie,
football movie.
Jackie Earl Haley.
Jackie Earl Haley.
Jackie Earl Haley. Yeah.
He was in that
movie. He kind of does look like the Deliverance kid, though.
He was in the
He does
Robo
a little
movie.
Bit, but it wasn't him.
For those at home.
For those at home, Jackie Earl Haley. That was not him.
Jackie Earl Haley, not a rapist.
Not a rapist, but he played a pedophile and cut off his own.
That's what brought his career back.
Brought his career back, got an Oscar nom for it. What was that movie? Children.
That's surprising.
Yeah. Yeah, and he cut his wiener off in it.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah, spoiler. Yeah.
How's he supposed to fuck kids?
It is a good question.
He's a redhead.
It's like Picasso chopping off his hands.
He's a redhead. We were just talking about how redheaded males are
kid fuckers.
Are they fiery?
No, every redheaded male's a pedophile.
Did you know that the principal from Ferris Bueller?
Yeah.
You knew about that?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, I did. I brought it up, but I confused him.
I know it's Jeffrey
Race.
Something. It's Jeff Tambor, Jeff Rush.
Race! Grace, where's my issue of Blue Boy Jr.? Get me on the deep web. Grace, where's my Tor browser?
Grace was that woman that's in like all the 80s movies.
Yeah. She was a big Second City.
Was she really?
Yeah, she was a comic improviser.
Was she?
What was her name? I can't remember.
Also, I'd be so impressed if you
big,
knew it.
Big Coos Hound.
No, her name was Bebe Coos Hound.
not to be confused with Bebe Newworth.
Yeah, or Bebe's kids.
I just knew her. I was talking about her. I can't remember her name.
Bebe Dolezal.
Bebe. Let's find out.
Oh, Google break? Google break? You're holding up your fives? What? She was doing jazz hands or some such.
10.
Oh, we have 10 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
We have 10 minutes till the end of the show?
Yeah.
It's 9.
Oh, Joe is...
it's 9:36.
Now has stickers over his nipples.
It says 25-minute warning.
Yeah. But we have to keep it tight for little Evie.
That's true.
Let's maybe get 15. Can 15. We have 15?
I want to talk about Aaron.
Aaron?
We were talking about football movies. This is technically a football movie.
This is technically a football movie.
Evie McClure.
Oh.
Edie McClure.
He didn't even look it up. He just remembered.
Oh, yeah.
He just did a 2-minute Troy McClure impression, and at the end of it, snapped out. Said, Edie.
What is it that you want to talk about?
Well, we were talking about football movies. Your movie, John told me you wanted to talk about, is technically a football movie.
What's
about Aaron Hernandez.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I forgot all about that. It's been like years ago.
Now. I know.
It was like yesterday.
Lots happened. Yeah, I know.
This is how much Netflix ruins your life.
It does. You see it yet?
I know everything.
So you didn't? But
I didn't see it, but I knew Aaron.
But yeah.
I knew Aaron. I knew my dad's from Connecticut. So.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
He's like.
My dad's from Bristol.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So. What, everyone just gets piped in this news?
Everyone in Connecticut knows everyone's business.
Oh, really?
I'm kidding. My dad is from Connecticut. He's not from Bristol.
Watertown?
No, he's from Stratford.
No, I don't. Yeah. I just know Watertown.
Why do you know Watertown?
Is there a branch?
My college roommates from there.
Oh, okay.
Is there a Dunder Mifflin branch there? It sounds like it.
In Stamford, Connecticut, there's a Dunder Mifflin branch.
Michael just getting audible texts in the middle of the show. What's that like?
What, people reaching out to me?
Yeah. Must be nice.
People that love me and care about my well-being.
Is your daughter
No, I do know about, like, I've read, like, every spoiler and watched clips.
So, spoiler to everyone listening.
Aaron Hernandez is dead.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
But we're not sure who killed him?
Bit of a classic whodunit. Right.
It was actually worth, that was, like, one of the better ones I've watched in a while.
Yeah.
They do a good job.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, for those that don't know what we're talking about, there's a 3-part Aaron Hernandez documentary that dropped on Netflix maybe 2 weeks ago at this point, something like that, goes into his life and his death. I mean, motherfucker died at, what, 27? Not all that territory to cover. And apparently this is Netflix's new strategy. They've kind of tapped into what has exploded for podcasts, the true crime genre, and they're producing a lot of this because I guess they had a taste of it with Making a Murderer.
Oh, that had me hooked. Right.
Yeah.
That had me hooked. Hooked.
Steve Avery, redhead.
Redhead.
Manitowoc Police Department has still blocked me from Twitter.
Really?
From their Twitter.
For what? What did you do?
I think it might be one of my most successful tweets, but they posted something about like arresting someone for a DUI on their Twitter feed, and I retweeted it and added, "Were you able to pin it on Steve Avery?"
Block.
Yep.
Just for that?
Every time we say his name, I just want to say Steve Harvey.
That's a whole different documentary.
Don't make fun of Steve Harvey. We love him in the Christian house.
Know.
You know we do.
Know.
Oh, he's loved in my family.
Do you watch a lot of Feud?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we love Feud.
Really?
Yes. That's we so watch funny. Feud, and then we go into Jeopardy. So Feud is sort of our like fun little thing. In Jeopardy, we start getting really competitive.
To loosen up the synapses.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I'm not like doing the whiffing motion. So I might have just farted out a pork egg roll.
Did you get an egg roll?
John or Sean?
Sam.
Sam. He told me about it, but I was like, no, I'm late.
I'm all business.
Yeah. All biz. Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. So Aaron Hernandez.
Right.
Yes.
We were watching this doc. I did the whole thing. I went over to our friend Dawn's house, mm-hmm. and I was like, look, we're
Dawn's
gonna,
awesome.
Yeah, she's great. I was like, we're going to program my Papa's Basement website, by which, I mean, you're going to program it, but I'll be here for moral support. And I'll stick around the whole time. We threw on that Aaron Hernandez doc, and I just legit did nothing for 4 hours.
Yeah.
And then called it a day. I was like, well, that was exhausting. Bye. So the big reveal here,
mm-hmm.
at least for...
It's not surprising, but mm-hmm. it also was surprising. I didn't see it coming.
Poor choice of words. Right. So... It's revealed about 20 minutes in. Like, we just have the standard true crime doc, and then mm-hmm. they're talking to the quarterback on his high school team,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's like his quarterback from 8th grade on or something.
Yes,
like
mm-hmm. and his dad was coached, like the big Italian dad.
He coached with Hernandez's dad, who apparently was, like, the coach in town.
Yeah, a former football player, and, yeah. like, it's one of those towns where it was like, you were good at high school football. Yeah. Like, you get to live out the life that Al Bundy was mocked for. Like, the four right. touchdowns, one game actually mattered
yeah.
here. And the quarterback comes out of the 20-minute mark just, like, fucking la-di-da, playing his day in front of his dad. And it was like, yeah, you know, that's 8th grade. That's when we started fucking each other.
Right.
Michael, take over. I just...
Oh, no. But the funny thing is that when you're listening to this guy...
I thought you'd be like, the funny thing is it's two guys.
It's two guys. It's two guys. So I'm texting John while I'm watching. I'm like, where does the penis go?
Which one wears the wedding dress?
this guy seems like the furthest thing from an athlete.
That's the funniest part.
It's been years, right?
Yeah, but you see pictures of him too, and they're like,
he's the shrimpy little shit.
Oh, he's
yeah.
tiny.
Next to an Aaron Hernandez that looks like he could have played pro then and there.
And he's just what does he say? He's just going on and describing like
Aaron's body.
Aaron's body.
His balls.
Oh, I guess the first time. Taint. The first. Yes. Yeah. He's like,
he hit the perineum of Atlas himself.
He just describes that they hooked up, and then it was like, okay, you know, put her clothes back on and just
yeah.
go about her day.
The justification was, well, you know, at that time, girls wouldn't really hang
oh,
out
that's right.
with the boys after school. And right. so their solution as men was to fuck each other.
Well.
It's certainly thinking outside the box.
I don't know what to
there.
Say. Yeah, I mean, that's,
no
that's
pun
certainly.
Intended.
Yeah. I would want him in an escape room with me.
Outside the box.
Yes. Well, I
that
know.
Was funny.
I just like, I was talking to John about it, where it was like, did you see Janine today? She just walked right by me. Come on, let's get out of here. Like, she must not like me, you know. Hey, let's just go back to your place. Like, hey, let's call Julie. Was she there? No. Okay, you know, take off your pants. It just while they're describing it, it's like, you know, they didn't talk to us, so it was like, hey, you're not going out with anybody.
Ring, ring. Oh, my man said, go down on me.
Maybe we should stop calling them at 2 a.m. No, they just don't like us, Aaron. Come on.
Amy just walked outside her house. Let's call and see if she's home. Boy, that bitch broke my heart.
Take your pants off.
But then I loved the dad sitting right next to him. I mean, both these guys were great. But the dad was like so animated. And One of the my favorite part was when he was talking about Hernandez's father. He just died, what, like of a heart attack or something?
No,
like that?
He went in for hernia surgery and fucking died on the table.
Yeah, it was totally unexpected.
Freaking hospitals in America.
Yeah.
And you go to die. You go to die. Yeah.
Well, that's another episode. and his mother starts dating his cousin's husband.
Yeah. Like 2 months after.
2 months. And he like moves in. And yeah. the dad is just looks at the camera and just goes, uh-uh. No. No. Uh-uh.
Is he the one that went into like, can you imagine?
Can you imagine? But I got a book now.
Another man in your house eating cereal in his drawers.
Yeah. Uh-uh. No.
No. So you think he's the most old school Italian. Like
by the book.
Yeah. Except like his son is seated next to him talking about like all the fucking he gave to Aaron. He's or received.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
But the kid told him, and he was like, yeah, I love my kid, you know. Yeah.
He loves what?
I love my kid. I love whatever he wants to do. I'm really playing up
his act. I did not understand that.
You're spelling.
It's all in captions. He's like, the kid's like, I came out to my dad, and he's like, cowboy, get to my.
Kid spelled G-I-D. I love my kid.
I love my kid. You know, if he and Aaron wanted to board, I'm going to book a boy.
It's swappy sausages. That's okay with me.
That was more of a... That wasn't good. That wasn't good. I take that back.
That was a fantastic Ned Beatty. Thank you.
My son's going to Notre Dame.
My son's going to Notre Dame.
Son's going to UConn.
He was the star. Those two were the star of the documentary.
Oh, completely, yeah.
They were great.
He stole the show.
Yeah.
Because
it was just...
The kid, though, when he looks at the camera, he's got these big eyes. And he's like, you never thought, like, hey, you know, we were into each other. And like, yeah. He's like, he's just so animated. But like, in a, like, you when you heard him, you're like, that kid's never touched a football in his life.
He's just like... just there to scout the showers. Yeah.
Lot of talent this year.
Oh, my God. So is this kid... My question is this young man, is he out now? Is he...
Yeah, he's...
Oh, he is.
Well,
okay.
He called himself bisexual.
Yeah,
right?
He did.
Okay. Now, what do you guys think of that?
I think it's pretty hot.
What's basic instinct turned you on to bisexuality? You didn't care which kind.
Whatever works for you.
I just think a lot of like guys, like hetero. Mm-hmm. Guys are totally like, oh yeah, like my wife, she lesed out a few times in college, so hot, blah blah blah.
Yeah, that's great.
But if they had like a male friend that admitted he was bisexual,
yeah, that was sitting next to me. Yeah, dude. Hey, did you ever hook up with the tight end on your high school football team?
Like, no, right. Like I did not. Like men are, I don't know, some men are weird about bisexuality in men, but with women, it's totally right. Cool and hot.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, for guys, it almost always to me feels like some sort of stepping stone. It either feels like you're cheating or you're just on your way. At least in the 80s, that was like your stepping stone to full gayhood. Like
that's what Dan Savage said. He took some heat for saying that
to his face.
Yeah, he took some heat
on the chops.
He took on the chops.
He took some
load on the chops.
I took some warm heat. Some warm good. No, where he said that if you're bisexual, then you're really just gay and you haven't realized it yet.
Well, it's just such a weird for, like, okay, for example, in the 80s, George Michael after kind of claiming he was straight, was like, I'm bi. And it's like, only a gay dude, especially back then, would think you could admit to both sucking cock and fucking women, and people would be like, oh, that's still pretty butch, dude.
Well, I always thought Henry Rollins back in the day when he was doing stand-up, he put it best where it's
have
like,
you mashed like three people together? Was he doing storytelling? You mean that? Or
he was doing like stand-up, I think.
Henry Rollins? Yeah. The fucking Black Flag singer?
Yeah. Have you ever heard him like on interviews and stuff?
I don't know.
I find him fascinating.
Hilarious. Okay. Yeah. I don't even know who you're talking about.
Henry Rollins?
Who Patrice O'Neill convinced Henry Rollins is a closet case.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah.
Well, you just
I'm looking him up.
You'd have to
continue talking. I know I will. Continue talking.
Mm-hmm. He just thought it was always nice if you walked into a club and you're like, no chicks here, but where are the dudes? Or you can be like, ah, the dudes suck here. Hey, I'll go home with a chick.
I mean, yeah, I get it. Like, it's like shopping at the good supermarket. They got everything.
Oh, Henry Rollins. Yeah,
it is the Harris Teeter of sexuality.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not at Aldi.
You're not paying a quarter.
Aldi's like prison. I fucking got some hummus from there like not too long ago, and it was like fucking putting glue in my mouth. Like fucking straight wood glue, the way it smells.
Did you pay a quarter to get the get the push cart?
The thing about Aldi, the first time I went, I was like, holy shit, this stuff is like so cheap. I like piled like my cart. It was like overflowing.
Why don't other people know about this?
And when I got to the checkout aisle, I like kind of looked around, and everybody had like more modest amounts. And I'm like, I don't think I'm in the Aldi spirit here. I'm like trying to like rip off the entire store in one swipe.
Did you wise up when you went to checkout and they asked how much was in your commissary?
And it literally was like a half of it was worth the price, or mm-hmm. it tastes, and the other half of the stuff that I bought was just awful.
My other parents, half you gave to Joe.
My parents only go there for crackers.
Don't look at anything else.
they go to, like, my dad does all the grocery shopping, and he goes to Harris Teeter, Giant, and Aldi. Yeah. Aldi, oh, and the Asian market. That we call we called Assy, but it's actually Lottie. Yeah.
Oh, I like H Mart.
Oh, no, it's not. It's Lottie.
Lottie.
But Lottie, but my dad calls it Assy. I don't know why. I don't know why.
It's because of the way it smells.
He goes there for free sample Sundays, and they have good fruit, but you have to eat it right away.
You're going to throw out all these shrimp tails.
He goes to Aldi for the crackers. He goes to Harris Teeter when he wants a treat.
He gets the sugar cookies from the Harris Teeter dragon.
When he wants a treat. And
kids of all ages.
Yeah. And he goes to Giant because he's loyal, and it's in Greenbrier. Oh.
No, I have to go there. I've been going there for years. Don't talk to me.
But Aldi is just...
It's 35 miles away.
The manager was my quarterback. You wouldn't understand.
He was Tommy Touchdown.
Whoa. Now, if there was ever a bisexual football nickname, Tommy T, get over here.
Tommy Two Loads.
Tommy Touchdown. He did go to an all-boys school.
Oh, there we go.
Fairfield Prep.
Well,
I knew a bisexual dude in New York. I wanted to date him, but he was too good looking.
Oh, God.
Too good looking for me, and it was intimidating.
Did he want to hook up?
Yeah, but I was like, no,
You would
this,
fall in love?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, totally. I know me.
Really?
I know me, you know? Or I would have, he would have ghosted me. He was just too good looking. But then I thought about it, and I was like, good for you. Like, that's cool. You're bisexual. But, like, what does that mean? Like, are you going to bring a dude in? Is it going to be, like, the two of you and me? Because that'd be kind of cool. Or would I be, like, what does that mean? To me, that's just, like, such an enormous thing of, like, sexuality and, like,
possibilities.
Michael's getting all.
It's just a big thing of possibilities for me. And like, I thought about it too much too, you know. I should have done it.
Yeah.
You should have
had him like bring a dude over and then, you know, put you up like you're on a spit.
Oh. I was going to say, yeah. Treat you like gyro meat.
Damn.
She's actually like, all right.
All right, I should have. Yeah. What was wrong with 24-year-old Eva?
Oh, yeah, old Evie spit roast. Well, we got to go.
Evie spit roast.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Oh.
We just got rolling, but we got to go. We got to keep it nice and tight.
We do.
Everyone, that was Papa's Basement. Thank you for
listening.
Hey, you
know what else was nice and tight?
A.A. Ron Hernandez's ass. His ass.
Michael Johnson, what's your Twitter handle?
You can get me at M-I-K-A-E-L-J-O-H-N, you know. Just give me a shout. Get in. He's sliding to my DMs.
And Evie?
I am Orchard Eva.
Cool. I am at Papa's Basement on Insta and Twitter. Guys, you know, share the show. If you're a fan, just tell people about it. That's all I ask. God damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
My son's going to Notre Dame.
My son's going to Notre Dame.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.